Hello, I'm Bonnie Rabakoff, and we are back in the kitchen at the cooking studio at Whole Foods Market with executive chef Michael Smith and owner of Michael Smith's and Extra Virgin. We have just finished preparing three dishes to answer the question, what's for lunch? They were a Thai shrimp rolls, a vegetable salad, and warm tortillas. Now, Chef Michael, as a chef and a father, you know that it's very important for the children to eat with their eyes first. Actually, it's important to all of us, but particularly for our children. So how would you suggest plating each of these dishes?
Yeah, you know, I mean, presentation, and I don't try to go overboard, but right. We present things to a certain extent. Even when I go through a buffet line sometimes, I arrange it on my plate kind of. I don't know, you know, it sounds goofy, but it's kind of because it shouldn't just be all piled up and mushed together.
It's a part of who you are, but you're right. It matters.
You know, I like the Thai shrimp rolls. We cut them, each one we cut into about three pieces, maybe mm-hmm. four. They're kind of bite-sized in a way, easy to handle. And then you, by the time you do two or three rolls, you put them on a platter and you kind of maybe stand one up, you roll one down, or, you know, lay one down, stand mm-hmm. one, whatever. You kind of go back and forth. And then you put maybe the sauce in a little bowl in the center. Sprinkle some fresh cilantro or something, you know.
Because it wanted green on it. And so depending, but
I always do that with my kid. I mean, I just throw the green, I throw the herbs on. And, you know, if they don't like it and they didn't for a long time, now they don't mind. But it was like, too bad. Yeah. It goes there.
It goes there. But you know. Now we are witnesses. Your children eat the greens because they've been introduced and it's become part of the eating experience. And that wouldn't have happened if you had avoided doing
it.
It wouldn't have happened. Okay, so now we have a beautiful platter of Thai shrimp rolls with a bowl in the center with sweet chili dipping sauce. And we made happy plates.
We ate it all up.
All of us did. Okay. The vegetable salad. Tell us how best to present that.
Well, basically that goes onto a plate or a platter, and it can even remain in a bowl. But I think when you start putting the salad on the platter or plate, what happens is all the leafy stuff kind of goes first because the heavy stuff dropped to the bottom. So then now you have all the good stuff, all the crunchy little sunflower seeds and the little vegetables. So now you have to gather those up, toss them back in the vinaigrette and away, you know, whatever's in the bowl, and then put them on top and spread them out a little bit so that there's it's kind of equally balanced on the plate.
And I noticed the care, and it's probably second nature to you, but the care that you took in putting it up on the plate, giving it a little bit of height and making sure that each of the ingredients was visible. Like you said, it didn't fall to the bottom.
Right.
Because right away you're looking at that and you're wanting a bite of everything.
Yeah, I think the kids see it, and if they like certain vegetables in it, then they see them. They're shiny from the vinaigrette. Mm-hmm. They just look tasty and zesty, you know. And so
we're getting hungry, Michael. Okay, now the warm tortilla. It is either out of the oven or microwave, or you've just finished sauteing it on the cooktop. It's warm. How should we present this?
Well, I if you roll them up in little rolls, like a mini taquito or burrito, fine. Then my kids will walk around the house with a napkin and that sometimes on the go. But you can slice them into, you know, like a pizza. You just sort of slice them in wedges. And then fan the wedges around the plate. Once again, maybe put a bowl of the salsa in the middle of the middle of the plate. Cilantro as a garnish, or scallions or something. But when you cut it, it's oozy, gooey, you know, kind of goodness inside. Then it's coming out, and it just looks like you want to eat it immediately. So
and we did.
But you want to accomplish.
So the cuts, and we cut them in fourths, I think, because of the size of the corn tortilla. But the cuts did, again, it's a way of inviting you to all the ingredients that are in the dish.
Right, and it's small enough, a little bite size in a way, feels
fabulous,
you know.
Mm-hmm. So all three of these plates, I'm sure, will be inspiring for you and your family to eat, and they're all amazingly healthy. Okay, all of us, what to drink with these foods? Because we know that so much sugar gets in on a bottle that says fruit juice, and when in fact it has so many calories in it. So what do you suggest? What should we be drinking with this?
Well, of course, as the dietitian, I'm sure you can all guess. I'm going to say
water,
milk. Yeah, low fat or skim milk and water from the tap. In most cases,
my kids like to drink water.
Your kids drink water too. It doesn't
just
interfere with
been
the taste.
Water. Right. We have soda occasionally at the house, but that's a thing. That's a special thing. It's like, can I have? They still ask me, can I have soda for dinner tonight or something? And if I think that they haven't had it for a while, it's a yes. If not, it's water.
It's water.
But they're okay with saying, oh, no, no, I'll have water. That's fine. I mean, they don't fight me on it, you know?
Right, because it's been part of what you do. And Misha also said she liked tea, and she doesn't even use sweeteners. She'll put a little bit of lemon or whatever in it, so it's either brewed or cold, but it's okay.
And that's another option just for a little bit of variety in there. And I also know there are people who either don't like milk, don't tolerate milk, or might be allergic to milk. So, you know, there are also other alternatives that provide good nutrition.
I don't know enough about ginger ale, but ginger ale, my kids seem to like ginger ale. A lot of kids like ginger ale, and it may be a little healthier than soda. I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, it's still going to have as many calories as soda will.
But you know what? That's a good question to ask, though. Right.
And how you approached it earlier, Michael, I think is a great idea. So the more we say you can't have something, the more appealing it becomes.
Great.
So I think allowing an opportunity to have those sodas or sugary drinks and recognizing what they are and how they contribute to our nutrition is really important so that we don't have to say no all the time. We just say these are the better options.
Comment on that too is, you know, if you don't like your water, your kids probably don't either. There's a lot of really inexpensive water filtration systems that you can get to make that easy.
Yeah, good information.
That role modeling, though, Jennifer, is also, like you're pointing out, really important.
All right. Well, they're just carbon filters or whatever, and they take out most of what we don't want in there. So that's an excellent point. Well, Michael, we want to thank you and your daughters for cooking in the kitchen
with
us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And a huge thank you to Children's Mercy Hospitals and Clinics for their support of this series and Whole Foods Market for their support of this series. We really appreciate your dedication to children and their future and health in this country. Next week, please join me in the kitchen at Cafe Tempo as Executive Chef Tim Johnson prepares signature dishes for the holidays with his very own twist. Also, please visit us at inthekitchenwithbonnie.com to see the show in high definition and download the recipes. Also, if you would, click on Contact Us and email us. Send us your thoughts. Become a friend on Facebook. Until then, have a good week. We'll see you next week in the kitchen.